Hi everyone, welcome to the TravCon podcast, Travel Nursing and Allied Life. Today we have the TravCon crew joining us to talk more about TravCon, which is September 22nd through the 25th in Las Vegas. And we're going to talk about what to expect at this year's conference. I'm Rachel Altum, your host and online community manager. Joining me is Steve Curtin, Dylan, Laura, and Melissa. So let's all go around and introduce ourselves and how long we've been with TravCon and a little bit about yourself. I'll jump in. Like I said, I'm the online community manager for the Gypsy Nurse and TravCon. I've been with the Gypsy Nurse almost 9 years, and I've been with TravCon for almost 3 years, going on this third year this year. So, I just love the travel nurse community and travel healthcare community, and love that I get to see them online and offline at the conference. How about you, Dylan?
Hey, all. Dylan here, travel physical therapist of 6 years now, I think. Might recognize me from the New Medical Nomads podcast, but I've been with TravCon about 5 years. And as many of the other committee members, we kind of wear many, many hats. But mostly I've been involved with the allied side of things, increasing allied attendance. For those that might not know what allied is, because it's kind of a special travel term, it's pretty much all the professions outside of nursing. So travel physical therapist, travel rad techs, travel surgical techs, anybody who's kind of outside of that nursing field. That's been my primary role here at TravCon, is to help increase our attendance for allied professionals.
Very nice. Take it away, Steve.
So, hey, everybody. Steve Curtin. I'm the CEO of the Gypsy Nurse and TravCon. So I actually joined the Gypsy Nurse about 5 years ago, just about to celebrate my five-year anniversary. And as far as TravCon is concerned, happy to say that we joined forces with the fantastic TravCon team back in 2022. So the TravCon 24 will be my third TravCon. And as advertised, it is a not to miss event. It is an essential event. I had never been to TravCon until we joined forces. And I can say that it is a healthcare travel event unlike any other. I'd also like to say we have a wonderful team at TravCon. It's many people that help put this very large event together. But you know, in particular, I'd like to thank Dylan and Melissa and Laura for their years of service to TravCon and helping us put together TravCon 24. It is going to be awesome, not to miss.
Definitely. All right, what about you, Melissa?
Hi, everybody. I'm Melissa Kniebel. I'm the Director of Education for TravCon. And I keep forgetting when I first got involved with TravCon, but I think my earliest recollection, I started speaking back in 2016. So I'm a nurse. I have some travel and per diem experience in my background, but started volunteering and talking on different topics. And then my volunteer job kind of continued to expand. Until a couple of years ago when I moved in the director of education role. What's so exciting about TravCon is I think when I first got involved, we had about 600 attendees. Wow. And so now we're looking at trying to exceed 2,000 this year for TravCon 2024. So it's so very exciting. We've also expanded our education rooms, so we've doubled the number of educational sessions that we're offering from way back then. So just really excited, and just to say that probably for any healthcare professional, it is likely the most fun conference that you will ever attend. Awesome education. There's a little bit for everybody in our educational sessions, but it is such a fun and enjoyable environment. Certainly not something to be missed.
Definitely. And what about you, Laura?
I'm Laura. I am on the travel therapy side of things. So I was a travel occupational therapist as a new grad way back in 2009 and traveled everywhere, even Australia for a few years. I came to my first TravCon in 2014. And even then, I remember going and being like, oh my God, like this is not like a normal conference. This is such a cool experience. And back then I was one of three travel therapists that were at TravCon. And then in 2016, I was invited to be a part of the planning committee. So I've been a part of it since then, and really with the focus of some allied representation and growing the therapy side. And now there's hundreds of allied people that go every year, and the conference has even gotten more unbelievably fun. Like Melissa was saying too, it is one of the most unique things you'll ever go to. So I have been lucky enough to be on the committee for a long time. I've gone to every TravCon except for one when I was literally having a baby. So I do not miss these conferences. And then I'm also the founder of Nomadicare, which is a travel therapy resource. So and I get to be a speaker every year. So it's probably my favorite event still all these years later that I get to go to and be a part of.
Definitely. Well, thank you guys so much. Now, Steve, can you tell us a little bit about TravCon? I know we're all talking about how amazing it is, but for those that don't know, can you tell them what it's like and then what they can expect this year? I know you're in the thick of all the planning. So what can people expect and why do they need to attend?
Yeah, we are in the thick of planning. And for those that don't know, TravCon will be held this year at the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas from September 22nd through the 25th. So make sure you book now. Exhibitors, the floor space is selling out fast. And for attendees, we are rapidly selling registrations as well. Early bird registration ends on March 31st. So the current ticket price is $399. After March 31st, it will go up. And that's about the best bargain that you're going to get for all of the stuff that happens at TravCon. So make sure you register now to attend. But yeah, TravCon is the largest gathering of healthcare travelers in person in the world. It has been around, and Melissa and Dylan and Laura, correct me on my dates here, but I believe TravCon is now celebrating its sweet 16th anniversary. I believe it's been around just about 16 years, which is amazing. To have a conference going on for that many years. I always describe TravCon as kind of three major elements. The first element is kind of the connection and the engagement between agencies and exhibitors and the travelers. We have a gigantic exhibit hall. Last year was our largest ever and we sold it out. So just between all the different healthcare staffing firms that are there, all of the different vendor organizations that are there, hotels and continuing education and so forth. The exhibit hall is just a wonderful experience. We do cocktail hours and food and everything in the exhibit hall. So the exhibit hall, I would say, is kind of the first pillar, if you will. The second pillar that I know Melissa will be talking about is education. We're really an educational conference. I think this year we're looking to have at least over 70 speaker sessions with about 50 or so speakers. You can earn your CEs there. One of the main themes will be traveler wellness, which I think coming out of the pandemic, everybody can appreciate and focus on. So the educational sessions are fantastic. They go all day, essentially. There's some educational sessions on Sunday, followed by Monday, Tuesday, and then we close out on Wednesday. I think the third pillar is connection and fun. The aspect of being able to meet new people, being able to see old friends, people that you've traveled with before and met on assignment, being able to see folks from agencies, recruiters that you've never met before. So it's the ability to connect and have fun. There's lots of receptions and so forth. And it all culminates in Tuesday night, which is our after party at the famous Dre's nightclub right in the Strip in Las Vegas. That is not to be missed. I can't even describe it. You just need to go and see it for yourself. But those are really the three major pillars. And really it's unlike anything else out there. And it's the largest gathering of healthcare travelers, in the world. So fantastic event.
Definitely. Well, thank you, Steve. Yeah. Speaking of education, Melissa, as the director of education, can you fill us in on what kind of sessions we'll see this year, what to really expect?
Absolutely. As Steve mentioned, I'm kind of really excited about this in that we are dedicating one speaking room to traveler wellness. And what we're doing this year is we're bringing in presenters that are going to be much more interactive. So our wellness sessions are going to be like introduction to yoga, sound bowls, introduction to meditation, even a self-defense class, and situational awareness. where we're actually going to engage all of our learners in that room. So it's sort of like more hands-on, a little bit more fun and interactive type of sessions in that room. Of course, we're also continuing to offer our medical Spanish classes, which are both a pre and post conference sessions. Tracy is our instructor for that class, and she's phenomenal. So if you work in environments where having some bilingual skills, especially Spanish, is helpful, that's a class not to be missed. We're also continuing to offer CPI this year, which is one of those hard to get certifications that a lot of us in the travel world need to get, and a little bit harder for us to get as travelers. We did a revamp on our boot camp this year. So for anyone who are brand new to traveling, or maybe just started your traveling career, our Traveler Success Boot Camp is a not to be missed. And in fact, myself and Dylan and Laura, we are longtime speakers at that session. And it is by far our most favorite session to present at, because it's all folks that are new, that are just so excited about exploring this world of traveling. And so this year we're bringing in a little bit of an introduction to taxes, an expanded agenda about negotiation and pay rates, how the whole submission and interview process works. And even we're kind of ended up with our one of our most favorite speakers, Jonathan, who's going to just say how to live your best life as a traveler. Mm-hmm. So definitely, if you're newer to traveling, definitely check out Traveler Success Boot Camp. But in addition to that, our main conference sessions are a combination of what we like to call traveler knowledge. So just basic how-to as being traveler, which again, Laura is going to present again on negotiation tips and tricks. Phenomenal job, and one of our most popular sessions. But then also about, you know, handling difficult issues or credentialing or problems on the assignment. We're bringing in a nurse attorney this year who's going to speak on legal issues and medical malpractice and basically defending your license. So we're really excited about all of the different traveler knowledge sessions. But in addition to that, we have several rooms that are dedicated toward clinical topics. So what's happening in the world of radiology? We're bringing in someone who's going to talk about, you know, advances in radiological technology and how the different types of tools are now being used to supplant, you know, surgical intervention. So really kind of exciting stuff like that. We're bringing in a surgical tech first assist to present about being a traveling surgical tech first assist. So we're excited about the expanding number of sessions that not only focus on clinical, but in a multi-dimensional kind of clinical setting. So for allied, of interest to both allied and nursing travelers. So, and we're not even done yet. We still have more sessions to bring on board. So we hope that all of our sessions will be published early in May. So you'll definitely be able to check it out then.
Thank you so much, Melissa. And thank you for finding all these great people. And I know it takes a lot of work to find really quality, great people to bring to this amazing conference. Laura, like Melissa said, that you've spoken at TravCon many times. What is it like to be a speaker? And what can attendees expect, you know, paying attention and watching? And what can they do to get the most out of the session when they attend?
Well, I can say on the speaker side, I think it probably depends on your personality. Like, I love it because I was a theater kid in middle school. So I feel like it's like in high school. So I feel like it's my chance to be like on stage once a year. But being a speaker is so good at TravCon in general, because you guys at TravCon have such a good setup where you go in, you get the sound check and everything. And then it's a really fun group of people to speak to, I think, because the knowledge you're giving them, you know, they get to like use right away. It's like so relevant. So being a speaker is great. Anyone who is curious about it should talk to you guys to do it, because it's an awesome experience being a speaker at TravCon. And I would say on the attendee side, because every single year I also attend a ton of sessions, and it is so amazing that even 10 years later, there are sessions I'm still learning, like tons of new stuff about this industry. And I think it's one of the reasons this conference is so cool, because it's not like, oh, here's the 10 things to know and then you're done. It is, not only is there new sessions that are just interesting, such as learning the self-defense and the yoga, you know, and stuff like cool new stuff we're bringing in, but literally the industry changes constantly. And so you get to go in and learn, okay, what's going on in the market today? How do I make myself hireable? And what are the ethical considerations going on today in travel healthcare to think about that were different than a few years ago? So I think as an attendee, think of it kind of like, don't assume that you know everything, because we never will. And so you get to go into it and learn the new stuff that's going on, even if you've been before. If you've never been before, that boot camp that we do on that Sunday, the first day, I will just echo Melissa, because it's just so good and so essential to go to that, because you'll walk away with like notes and be like, oh my gosh, I didn't even know what I didn't know. I didn't even know this was a question I could have or should have asked. And you'll be such a more empowered, confident traveler coming out of that. And then there's tons of advanced topics on the main stage too. So I'm always blown away at the education of TravCon. And then inside the sessions, if I was just to give little tips of like how to make the most of it, I would take notes. It's the conference is so much fun, and it is so much to do the whole time. It helps like mentally, like take notes, think of the actionable stuff that you'll go home and do. I think it's a good time to sit next to people and meet new people, because a lot of the conference is about meeting people. Some of my genuine best friends today are from people I met at TravCon when I went solo. Dylan's one of them, and lots more. Like, you just become like really close with people. So sit next to people, talk to them. Sessions are a good time to actually like converse before the person starts. And I would say also one thing that's really cool about this conference is how approachable the speakers are. And some of them are wildly, deeply knowledgeable in topics you might be super interested in. And these speakers are people you can like talk to after and, you know, really want to help, versus some conferences you might go to and they'll be on stage and you'll never get to talk to them. It's such an approachable conference. And so, you know, be bold, ask your questions that you have specific to yourself to make sure you're walking out really armed with the knowledge you want for the year. But this being an attendee, being a speaker is really fun. Being an attendee is just incredible. I think the hardest part is picking the sessions to go to, because there's so many good ones.
Definitely. How do you recommend picking the sessions? I'm just blown away that like we're going to have so many there. How do you guys, like, how do you suggest picking the sessions?
I'll say for me, I think looking ahead of time, so you can kind of plan out what you want to do, is helpful. Because once you get there, it is really, really exciting and busy. And you might feel yourself getting pulled in different directions. And then you might be like, oh my God, that session was, you know, at this time, and I forgot to mark it down. So I think planning, you know, ahead of time, and maybe giving yourself some flexibility if you change your mind, helps a ton, though. You're like, these are the ones I want. And then for me, it's a mixture of what just sparks my interest a lot, mixed with what is super actionable, that where my knowledge is today will really take me to the next level. Because you're all going to come in either being a brand new traveler, so different sessions might be super helpful to you versus someone who maybe has gone to some of those sessions in the past. So different sessions might be more interesting to you. So it's just a mixture of where you're at in your journey, what makes you excited, and then what you can go home and be like, look, because I learned that, I can now make more money or get better jobs. How cool is that?
Thank you. Yeah. What about you, Dylan and Melissa? Do you have any tips?
Yeah. For me, my first year, which I think is the best way to do it, is definitely went to boot camp. The feeling that I had coming out of boot camp, because I wasn't a traveler yet. I actually went before I started traveling, and I knew this is something I wanted to do, but I was scared. I was anxious. And then walking out of the boot camp, it was like, oh, I got this. Like the feeling of like, that anxiety completely like disappeared. Don't get me wrong. When you sit in your car and, you know, put your hands on the wheel, you're like, oh, what am I doing? That's still there. But I very much felt very confident with all the steps I needed to take in order to do the whole travel thing. And then that first year, I definitely spent a lot of time in the tax rooms or the tax talks. There is so much intricacies that go into it that There's also a lot of just bad myths out there. I would highly suggest everybody really get solid on their taxes before they jump in, or early on when they're jumping in, not 8 years into it. It is a little dry, but once you get that first year down, then you can go to a lot of the more fun ones. And I kind of just pick speakers that I like. I've found that a good speaker will make any topic amazing. And so you kind of get to see those names returning every year at TravCon, and you're like, oh, that person was great. I'm definitely going to go see that person.
Yeah, and from my perspective, I totally agree. It depends on where you're at in your journey. The other thing to realize is make sure you're looking at the holistic schedule, because where we know we've got sessions that are tend to be more popular, have higher interest and higher attendance, we try to repeat those whenever possible. So especially our tax sessions, the majority of the tax sessions are repeated both on day one and day two. So if you miss it on day one, you should be able to catch it on day two. So kind of keep that in mind. And then, of course, you know, Newbie Bootcamp really is not to be, Travel Success Bootcamp is not to be missed if you are new to traveling. The one piece of feedback that I receive on a regular basis for those that attend our bootcamp is, I wish I knew about this sooner. I wish I knew about this before I started traveling. In fact, actually, that's the feedback we get about our whole conference, to be honest with you. They wish they knew about the conference before they even started traveling. So got any friends who are students or are just starting to think about traveling? Definitely let them know about TravCon.
Definitely bring them along. Well, speaking of sessions as well, Dylan, tell us about the Allied experience at TravCon. That presence is growing more and more and more. So we'd love to hear more about the experience that they can have at TravCon.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as Laura was mentioning, her first year, you're one of two, one of three, maybe.
Yeah, comps, one of three. I think, yeah.
I came to TravCon a few years after that, and I was one of like 40. Now the conference is about 16 to 17% allied. So we're slowly taking up more and more space at the conference, and you can feel it. You're not just talking to nurses. Not that that's a bad thing, but now you're talking a lot of therapy and a lot of radiology and just different fields that you didn't even know that could travel. And my big takeaway, my big rule, because I always thought I knew it, and then there was one more profession that got added onto it. If there's a medical position out there, there's a traveler for that spot. And so it's becoming more and more of an allied conference. You can see it in the sessions as well. I will say about 90% of traveling is the same between nurses and allied. And then that last 10%, you're going to get differences with like licensure and clinical aspects and those things. So if you go into a session and it's not specifically marketed to an allied profession, it's still an allied talk. You're going to be able to take a lot of that information and directly apply it to what you're doing as a travel allied professional. And I will say, just kind of like, again, my big feelings first year coming into it. One of the other big feelings I had going in was how much value this conference had. Professional conferences now, for physical therapy or a CSM combined sections meeting, I think it's like over $1,000 just for the ticket. TravCon, I think, what was it, $399 still for early bird? Amazing value. It's in Vegas, so you know you can find a cheap flight. Hotels, they have room rates that you can get on travcon.org to help out with that cost as well. And if you're solo coming like I did my first year, you're easily able to find some roommates to help that cost. Then you show up and you're meeting all these recruiters and your recruiter that you have been talking to, and they look a lot different than you thought they would. And now you're building this, you know, this kind of career relationship with them, and they're inviting you out to dinner. They're going to buy you a coffee. I think my whole first TravCon, I bought one coffee and one breakfast, and then everything else was paid for, including a couple beers. And I felt like a rock star. I felt like an absolute rock star, especially that last night in Dre's, which is Tuesday night. So don't fly out early. Definitely make it to Dre's. I won't spoil it, but there's a few times I've had culture shock in my life, and that was one of them. It was absolutely amazing. And then the big reason that I keep coming back is because of my travel family, friends like Laura, other friends who are speakers or non-speakers. Like, we get to see them every single year. We're always in different spots. So this is kind of our like one reunion spot that we know everybody's going to be at, that we can see and catch up with. And then you meet new people and you're like, oh, I'm thinking about doing the travel RV thing. And they're like, oh my gosh. And they're super supportive. And they're not like your negative family members. That's like, well, you know, you're going to have to tow it, right? And you're like, oh, well, Uncle Paul, I never thought of that. Thank you so much. But just, it is an absolutely amazing event. I'm really proud of Allied and for how much we've been growing. There's definitely more diversity in the careers. I think it's one of the few ways we can still succeed as healthcare individuals, with a lot of the extra perks that come with traveling, including the time off when we want it, to take that break, take that space, as well as, you know, usually a little bit higher pay and some tax advantages as well. But absolutely come back for the family reunion every year. And for sure that feeling of it's a great value, and just that feeling of rock star that you really don't get anywhere else.
Oh yeah. Yep. Those guys know how to take care of their travelers.
Yeah. I echo that. I mean, that's the one thing that after a full year of planning the conference, the culmination is the ability to really celebrate these providers mm-hmm. that have been putting their blood, sweat, and tears into what they do in an unfortunate environment right now that they are not appreciated. They're severely unappreciated and abused. So to be, as Dylan said, the rock star, you are the center of the celebration of TravCon, and everyone wants you. Everyone wants your attention, and everyone just wants to celebrate you. So that is a very, very enjoyable time.
Definitely. Yeah, I agree. Just going up and just becoming friends, sitting next to someone. Everyone's there. Everyone has been alone before. And so just don't be afraid to talk to your colleagues and everybody out there, because they want a friend too.
Oh, and in TravCon, people are so friendly. I've been to other conferences and you sit next to somebody and they're like, meh. And at TravCon, they're so excited to talk to you. They're like, what are you? Oh, you haven't been here. Oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. You're going to love it. Yeah. And then you meet people and you turn out like one of my best friends, the Stockhausens. We ended up having a contract literally 10 minutes away from each other shortly after the conference. And that was a big point for our friendship. And just finding those people, finding those individual. If you're going to California for a contract, you're probably going to be very close to a lot of the attendees as well. So reach out. People are super friendly, super nice. You'll definitely make some lifelong friends.
Yeah. I think, Rachel, that was one of the things that really was impressed upon me when I first started going to TravCon and being a part of it, was obviously you and I are used to the Gypsy Nurse and the online community component of it. This was an opportunity to see people in person and really see, as Dylan and Laura and Melissa were saying, really see that connection, that camaraderie that comes with experiencing travel healthcare. I don't think you can, I'm not a clinician myself, so I think it's hard to really get a feel for it unless you are in the profession and you go to TravCon. You can see that innate connection that fellow travelers have, that recruiters have with their with travelers that they've worked with for years. It's that ability to connect in person that really is, it's amazing to see. And as Melissa was saying, with all of the things that travelers have had to put up with over the past 3 years during the pandemic, TravCon presents a wonderful opportunity to literally celebrate travelers. And they are celebrated. There's a celebration at Dre's. There's lots of events and dinners. And, you know, we talk about the $399 early bird ticket price, which ends March 31st. Go on to travcon.org now and book that, because really, as Dylan was saying, the value is incredible. You're going to get your meals, you're going to get your breakfast, your lunches, you are going to have cocktail receptions, you've got the party, you have all the educational sessions. Those are all free. So all of that is included in the price of the ticket. There are discounted room rates. And as Dylan was saying, you know, Vegas is kind of a hub. You can get cheap flights. There's lots of great ways to get cheap flights. So really, for that $399, and I know that this is a different year for travelers and bill rates are down and so forth, but nonetheless, it's a tremendous bargain. And we really, use TravCon as an opportunity to celebrate travelers. So it's no better way to celebrate it than go out to Vegas and get all those great things.
Definitely. Well, does anyone have any final words, any last things that you want to say about TravCon to let people know how amazing it is?
TravCon, always in September, always in Vegas. That's what I tell my friends. So if you can't make it this year, which you should, just know it's going to happen again next year. We also have really, really flexible cancellations. So if you don't know where you're going to be at in September, that is fine. I think it's like 30 days out. You can still cancel your ticket if the need arises, because we recognize that a lot of people just don't know where they're going to be at in September. They don't know how those flights are going to work out, et cetera. But it is a really relaxed cancellation process. So I would jump on it now and get that early bird. And then if for whatever reason you can't find a flight to Vegas, you do have that ability to save it for next year.
Definitely. Yeah, I would say if you're on the fence because you're solo, like you're coming by yourself, I would say this is probably the best conference out there for coming to solo. I did my first one solo. I think Dylan did as well. And lots of people do. And I think that's kind of part of being a traveler too. You're going to feel a little bit more nervous and you're going to feel the nerves and do it anyway. And then be so glad you did have that adventure on the other side, which is what we do with our assignments anyway. But this is a very welcoming, exciting conference where there's constant events and then the attendees are so welcoming. And as soon as they know you're solo, you're going to be invited to do stuff. So if you're feeling a little bit of those nerves, just go ahead and book it and come, and you will come out the other side with some really great friends. If you're just a little bit open to having conversations with strangers, which we are, that's why we're travelers too. So come solo and you'll make tons of friends. And then it becomes the family reunion after that, which, you know, me and Dylan get to enjoy now, and Melissa and everybody does once you come back a few times.
Yep. And then just look for any of us if you're lonely and just be like, I need a friend, and we'll introduce you. We know lots and lots of people at TravCon. So if you need a buddy, we'll pair you up with a buddy. Don't worry.
We're a friendly group. We are a very friendly group.
Yes. Anything from you, Melissa?
No, I guess what, as a nurse, what's kind of going through my head is do this for you. Just do this for you. If you're on the fence, if you've never been before, you deserve this. You deserve it to be celebrated. And it's really an event you have to experience at least once.
I agree. Well, thank you all for taking the time to talk about TravCon. I know we all love it very much, and we want everyone to love it as much as we do. So we hope that those that are listening and watching, that you will come attend. We want to see you. We want to hang out. We want you to feel loved and celebrated. So hopefully we will see you in September. If not, we'll see you the next year. So thank you guys all for speaking about TravCon today.